Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining us now is Dr. Mimi Gondwe, a Member of Parliament and the DA Shadow Minister for Public Services and Administration. And we'll be chatting to Dr. Gondwe about the issue we're seeing in the news of late, and that's the fact that many senior public servants do not have the relevant qualifications. Why is this, and what impact is it having on service delivery? A very good morning to you, Dr. Gondwe.
Good morning to you, Chad, and good morning to your listeners. Thank you so much for having me on the morning.
Thank you for joining us on a public holiday, and I hope you've had a break with your family.
Thank you so much, Chad.
Dr. Gondwe, this is of concern to everybody. We've seen unqualified people placed in positions of authority where they don't have the prerequisite educational requirements or the experience. We've seen where even in the highest positions of the land, when one looks at the appointment of Ria Piecha as an example to the position of Commissioner of Police, one has to scratch one's head and say, but surely it should be somebody who's walked the beat, studied that particular field, and understands the inner mechanisms of policing. But that is just an example that I've taken out of the air, because there are so many other examples. So I'm going to hand over to you. Why are we seeing so many senior public servants without the relevant qualifications, and what impact does this have on service delivery?
Chad, I think the points that you've made, you know, this morning are very important. As you rightly pointed out, we have a number of senior managers in the public service that do not possess the requisite qualifications or the minimum qualifications for the positions that they occupy. And this is very worrying, Chad. I just want to take you back. In April this year, the then Minister of Public Service and Administration, Senator McNeil, responded to a parliamentary question by my colleague, Honorable Michelle Clark, And in his response, he revealed that 35% of senior managers in the public service do not have the requisite or necessary qualifications for the positions they occupy. And this, at the time, it meant that a third of senior managers employed in the public service did not have the requisite qualifications. And the three main culprits in this regard were the Department of Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development, Police, and justice. And, you know, this revelation was worrying, because public servants at the senior management level typically earn an annual salary of approximately 1 million rand. And, you know, going up depending on the level of employment that they occupy within the public service. And at the time, Minister Mukini indicated that the figures provided in this regard were skewed, as many departments had failed to capture or update the information pertaining to the qualifications of their staff members. He also responded to say that the information provided in this regard excluded the Department of Defense and Security. So this, invariably means that this figure could have been much higher, perhaps had those, you know, the information from those two departments been forthcoming at the time. And so then what I did, following this revelation, was that I then posed the question to the Minister of Public Service and Administration, asking what, you know, her department intended doing, the current incumbent, that is Minister Godlo, about this issue. Would they be investigating and looking into why you have so many senior managers within the public service, not possessing the requisite qualifications? And she then recently responded to say, no, they will not be investigating the issue at the moment, because they've picked up that government departments are not updating the qualifications of their staff members on the PERSIL system, which is the Personal and Salary Information System of government. And she attributed, you know, this figure of 35%, to this issue of them not updating the information on the PERSIL system. And she said, as a result of them having issued a circular requiring that, government departments had to update this information by January 2022 next year, they had seen a drop of 10% in that figure. So he was saying that you know, they're currently sitting at 26% of public service employees at a senior management level that do not currently occupy the that do not have the qualifications of the positions that they occupy. And then she made reference to the public service regulations of 2016, saying that some of the, you know, implicated senior managers, you know, were appointed before those regulations came into place, and at the time they met, you know, the employment criteria. But I'm not entirely sure how the regulations are relevant to, you know, to this anomaly of people occupying positions for which they do not possess the requisite or the minimum qualifications. And just speaking to the issue of the PERSOL system, I do take the point that government is probably lacking when it comes to record keeping, having been a former public servant myself and at a senior management level for that matter. But I don't believe that all of these senior managers, you know, it could be said that, you know, they do, it's been established that they don't possess the requisite qualifications or the minimum qualifications because, you know, their qualifications have not been updated on the system. And so just going back to, you know, what Minister Roger said, she said that they'll be given until the end of 2022, January 2022, to ensure that the qualifications of staff members are updated in the PERSOL system. But it's not clear from her response what the repercussions will be for government departments that do not meet this deadline, or what will happen to senior managers who are unable to prove that they, you know, they possess the requisite qualifications for the position they occupy. And believe you me, there will be government departments who do not meet this deadline. So I'll be making it a point to follow up come 1 February 2022 on, you know, what she intends to do about it. You know, it's very concerning that the minister also takes the view that there's no need for her department to conduct an investigation into the matter. And she said that they'll be monitoring whether government departments do meet this deadline and update the qualifications of their senior managers. But I don't think that is enough. Monitoring is not going to help in this instance, Pat. In order for us to build a capable and professional and ethical and responsive public service, one of the starting points should be for her department to ensure that public service, in particular public servants at a senior management level, qualify for the positions they currently occupy. In October this year, the Office of Public Protector found that the Department of Ministry Veterans had appointed various personnel to positions for which they did not possess, you know, the requisite qualifications of students. And, you know, this is proving to be something that is, you know, that is happening in departments, and that has always happened in departments. And so I don't think monitoring of the updating or the capturing of qualifications by various departments is going to solve this issue. We need more stringent measures to be put in place by a department, such as requiring government departments to conduct compulsory skills audits of all senior managers within a specified time frame, and ensuring that action is taken against senior managers who are found to have been employed without the minimum or requisite qualifications, and action against HR officials who fail to advise against the appointment of the concerned employee.
Sure.
And just getting down to reasons around why we have, you know, the employment of certain public servants found the requisite qualifications, I would, you know, boil down to two major things, and that's cadet deployment and poor HR recruitment and appointment.
I think you hit the nail on the head with cadet deployment, and it is a major issue. Unfortunately, we've run out of time. It is time for our news headlines, but this is a conversation we need to pick up on again. Dr. Mimi Gondwe, Member of Parliament, DA Shadow Minister for Public Service Administration, thank you for helping us make that little bit more sense on why we're seeing issues pertaining to the incorrect people appointed to the incorrect jobs with the incorrect qualifications. And I think you ended it on the correct note. One of the biggest problems is most definitely cadre deployment. Thank you for spending your public holiday with us. It's now time for the news headlines.